Hallelujah. Open your Bible with me this morning to Colossians chapter 3. It's kind of interesting and this message that the Lord laid in my heart. A couple weeks ago, I was back in a prayer meeting in Lost River Valley, and there was a bunch of spirit-filled men and women. We gathered together to pray every other week back there, and the Lord's been breaking some things and opening doors, and it's exciting to see what God's doing. And after the prayer meeting, they asked if they could pray over Jackie and I, and they prayed over us and ministered to us. We were getting ready to go to Pigeon Forge to the conference with FCF. And Sister Terry, after the meeting, she said, "The Lord just told me to tell you three words." She said, "Humility, harmony, and healing." And that's all she said. And as I was meditating upon that, and I was on my way to Pigeon Forge, the Father said, "I want you to walk in humility, which is going to bring harmony, and which is going to bring healing." And I received so many levels of healing. Things that were stuck on me from ministry, things and hurts and pains that never belonged to me, that down deep inside I held on to things, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit started releasing those things from me, and it was just so much freedom. Amen. I mean, all of a sudden when those things were lifted off, I felt like I was a bird and could fly and soar over everything. It was kind of interesting because last Sunday morning in the early service, we talked about magnifying the Lord. And then during the Sunday service and the message, we spoke about, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly in the latter days, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." And it was kind of interesting because Jeremy Pearson's stood up and his on Monday, and his was all about magnifying the Lord. And then Keith Moore followed right behind him with, guess what? "The Spirit speaketh expressly in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils," which spoke to me and said, we're saying the same thing without listening to each other. We're hearing what the Holy Spirit has to say. And you know, when the Spirit brings things and brings unity together, we're all in this room for a purpose and for a reason. Amen? And so today I just encourage you to open up your heart. Listen to what the Spirit has. Of course, there came a message out of it. Amen. God always has a message for the body of Christ. So look with me in Colossians chapter 3, and we'll begin to read with verse number 10. The Apostle Paul says to the church of Colossae, "And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all." Recognize he's no respecter of persons. "Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." The title of this morning's message is A Chain Reaction. Humility produces harmony. Harmony produces healing. And healing produces happiness. Does anybody in this place want to be happy?
Amen.
Amen. So we're all on the same page. Let's ask blessing upon the preaching and teaching of the word. Let's come into agreement. Let's hold our word up and stand in agreement. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to each and every one of our lives to do. So, Father, may the words that proceed out of my mouth come from you. Spirit of God, speak through me. Speak through your vessel, Father God. May the words that go forth have clarity. May the people have understanding. And may we all be refreshed and renewed in you. And, Lord, we'll never cease to give you all glory, honor, and praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen,
amen and amen. So first we'll begin to read in verse number 12 of Colossians 3, which says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Recognize with me this morning that meekness is not weakness. Amen. What humility is making others more important than yourself. Amen. In other words, if we to be humble, we got to come out of being self-centered. It's not about us. Some of the things that happen to me in ministry since I planted this ministry, there's been all kinds of shifting, all kinds of changes, and I was carrying hurts and things. And the Lord spoke to me in the spirit. I was praying, and the Father said to me, he said, whose ministry is greatest, Freedom Ministries? I said, it's yours, Lord. He said, then why are you taking it personally? Hello? It's my ministry. It belongs to him. It's for his glory. It's for his honor and for his praise. And you and I, as children of God, we belong to him. And people may come against us and they may treat us wrong. They may say all manner of evil towards us or about us. But we have to remember what the Father says about us. Amen. What we're here for is to please the Father and love one another. Every time we love one another and every time we get along with one another and we don't make it personal. This isn't personal. We're not wrestling with flesh and blood. Amen. And if we make it personal, we make it flesh and blood. Did you see the way they looked at me? Oh, they didn't even notice me. Hello? You know, I'll be honest with you. You know, when I normally, there were some things that were going on. And ministry with the FCF, there's been a shifting, there's been a change. And in the shifting and change, I was going there with my mind open, but to decide the direction I wanted to go. Being honest with you, being straightforward. And the Holy Spirit affirmed that what the Father called me to do is what the Father called me to do, and he doesn't change his mind. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, God's going to be glorified. God's going to be magnified. And God called you and I to this place for such a time as now. Amen. And all he is saying to you and I, Micah gives us the perfect word. So turn with me to the prophet Micah in Micah chapter 6. Micah. Hallelujah. Right after Amos there, you know, and Obadiah. Then Micah. Here's what he says. in verse number 8. He says, I have showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doeth the Lord require of thee? To do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Now to do justly is this. In other words, to do justly is we honor others. We honor God first. We honor others. And we honor ourselves. We don't do things to bring us dishonor. But we honor one another. Amen. God's called us as a family. And every last part is important. There isn't one part that's any more important than another. Amen. I don't know about you, but I love to run. And one of you may represent the leg. And I don't want to run with one leg. Because you can't run with one leg. You can hop, but you can't run. And God's called us to run a race. And God wants us to understand that every part is important. That we need to honor one another. We need to respect one another. We need to love one another. You see, when I honor you, I honor God. When I dishonor you, I dishonor God. Hello? Hello? That's not Pastor Carl speaking. That's God's word. So turn with me to Romans chapter 12. How do we do this? Romans chapter 12, verse number 3. Here's a statement for you. You got a pencil, paper, piece of paper, write this down. It's impossible for us to learn what we think we already know. It's impossible for you and I to learn what we think we already know. In other words, if we think we already know it, nobody can show it. Amen. He says in Romans chapter 12, verse number 3, he said, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. You know, here's a statement for you. I said to on Wednesday night, and I'll make a statement again. There's no such thing as faith for healing. The Bible says the prayer of faith will save the sick. Faith is in Jesus Christ and faith is in His Word. It's His Word that heals. It's Jesus that heals. I can't heal anybody. You can't heal anybody. It's the faith. It's God's Word. Is that a comfortable statement? It's the truth. Because we're not the healer. He's the healer. Amen. And what God is saying to you and I in the room, He's given each and every one of us a measure of faith. And everyone is important. That we're not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. But we're to think soberly. You know, He says in James chapter 4. James 4. Verse number 10. He said, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. In other words, I can't stand up. I got to have humility. I got to have a humble spirit. Amen. In other words, no one can give to anybody what they're not willing to receive. In other words, God can't impart something to me unless I humble myself to receive it. Amen. He says, hey, if you and I will humble ourselves before God, he's going to lift us up. Then He gives us instructions. Speak not evil of one another. Brethren, he that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art a doer of the law, but a judge. The Bible says, judge not lest you be judged. Amen. Amen. So what we're doing is, we're not to judge one another. Amen. We're to love one another. Hey, somewhere along the line, grace has got to abound. When sin abounded, grace abounded more. Amen. In other words, if we're going to reach this world for the with the love of God, we've got to walk in humility. Amen. We got to walk in humbleness. We got to be men and women of honor. Amen. We have to. We're not ones that speak evil. Life and death are the power of the tongue. We're going to speak life. Amen. That's what separates us from this world. God isn't telling us to speak good of sin, but we're not speaking towards the sinner. Hello? Amen. Amen. Sin is wrong. Amen. There's rights and wrongs. Amen. And we're not here to judge one another. We're here to love one another. We're here to walk in humility. Amen. Amen. In other words, I had to come to the place where I said, well, Lord, you place this man above me in ministry, so I need to be humble and open my ears and listen. Hello? In other words, and everything that was spoken aligned with the Word of God. If it aligns with the Word of God, it's him. Amen. He'll never go outside of his word. He speaks according to his word. Amen. And we have a test book. We all have the word so we can test the word. Amen. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us to try the spirits to see if they're from God. Amen. So as we're looking at this, God's saying, hey, we're walking in humility. And as we're walking in humility, this humility will produce harmony. Without humility, there's really no harmony. There's no harmony in marriage if you don't submit to one another. If you don't honor one another, there is no harmony there. You may be together, but you're not together in unity. You may be living together, but you're not walking together. You cannot have harmony without humility, without humbling yourself or submitting to one another. You know, the Bible says, wives, submit to your husbands as unto the Lord. Husbands, love your wives as Christ gave himself in ransom for the church. And in other words, it calls for unity. It calls for humility. It calls for us to be humble. And when we have walk in humility, it produces harmony. Amen? Turn with me to Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. We're talking about harmony. He says, and above all these things, put on charity or agape love, which is the bond of perfectness. Harmony comes from love, out of a humble spirit. Humility is going to produce harmony. Here's another statement for you. When you're through changing, you're through. The Word of God says we're not being conformed to this world, but we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind. And our mind is renewed how often? Daily, according to God's Word. Daily. Amen. So as we're looking at that, when we get to the place where we're through changing, basically we're saying we're done. I don't know about you, but I'm a work in progress. Hello? I'm not who I used to be. But I'm still not all that God has for me and wants me to be. That he takes us from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen? Hey, so we're growing. And what he is saying to us, humility, humbleness, will produce harmony in our lives. Are you there? Turn with me to Psalms chapter 34. Just speaking the word. Hallelujah. Psalms 34, verse 14. The Word of God declares, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Well, what does it mean to pursue something? You have to go after it. Amen? For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. So I don't know about you, What the Lord's saying to me is, hey, I'm going to depart from evil. I'm going to do some good. I'm going to seek peace and the things that make for peace and harmony, and I'm going to pursue it. I'm going to pursue it with my wife. I'm going to pursue it with my family. I'm going to pursue it with the church. I'm going to pursue peace and harmony. Amen? Amen? Because that's where help flows. You know, half the people are sick because they're not at peace. Half the people are sick because they're not in harmony. Half the people are sick in this world because they don't have no humility to submit themselves so they can walk in the harmony of God. In my heart, there rings a melody.
There rings a melody of love. I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody of love.
Thank you, ladies. Hallelujah. You know, that harmony and that humility and that love, it all flows together. You know? And if you look at Psalms 133, it's one of my favorite scriptures. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 1. The Bible says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down into the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. You know, that the anointing, that blessing flows from the head to the shoulders to the skirts. The oil of the anointing flows. It flows down. Amen? And God is so concerned with his children to get along. Everything the adversary has done is to sow discord and strife in the body of Christ. Amen? Because when the body of Christ is in humility and harmony, there's nothing that can stand against it. Amen? Amen. The enemy hates harmony. He hates it. He hates harmony. He hates it when we're walking together in unity. You know, without unity, two can never agree as touching anything they ask. Hallelujah. There has to be harmony there. You know, and this harmony comes from humility. Humility produces harmony, but harmony also produces healing. Amen. Amen. Like I shared with you, I received healing in so many levels. I can't imagine. I had, since I planted this ministry, I had people that I sowed and sowed into, and all of a sudden they just disappeared. And I released them and forgave them, but they were all in the back of my head. Hello? And when I was praying and worshiping the Lord in Pigeon Forge in this time, and I was praying in the Spirit, all of a sudden these faces came from the back of my head to the front of my head, and they went out. Front, back, out. Front, back, out. Because to the Lord's, they weren't mine. Hallelujah. In other words, I kind of took ownership in them and they weren't mine to own. They belong to God. And I didn't intend or mean to take ownership in them, but that's just what took place. I'm just being transparent and honest. Amen. And what God did is he delivered me from so much. I'm telling you what. There was so much weight that was lifted off of me, I think I could dunk a basketball. Especially from a chair. Okay. I might be exaggerating a little on the dunking of the basketball. But we do have an adjustable rim out here. And I can adjust that rim to dunk the basketball. Justification. Oh, I'm sorry, Lord. But you hear what the Father is saying? Those people that you're holding hostage, that you're being held hostage to, that hurt you sometime or did something to hurt your feelings. God says you belong to Him and they belong to Him. Release them. It's up to Him. It's not up to you. Let it go. Let it go. Let go and let God. Hallelujah. Let go and let God. Amen. Let go and let God. And you talk about freedom. You talk about anointing begin to flow. Hallelujah. Oh, you can't come up and lay hands on somebody and pray for somebody if you got all kinds of junk in your head. Hello? Let them go. Recognize who's the one that's hurting. Have the people that you're hurting over don't feel the same way. They're walking in freedom and you're carrying the bondage. Hallelujah. Okay. Hey, it was free. It was done on the cross of Calvary. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Go back to Colossians chapter 3, verse number 15. Humility produces harmony. Harmony produces healing. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you were called in one body, and be ye thankful. What's ruling in my heart and my mind? The peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding. Amen. We're letting His peace rule because we're walking in humility, which produces harmony. And harmony is producing healing in our inner self. Amen. Here's another statement for you. I kind of like these little things. It's what you learn after you know it all that counts. Hello? It's what you learn after you know it all that counts. Are you with me? Hallelujah. So turn with me to Romans chapter 10. Hallelujah. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, Romans 10. Verse number 8. But what saith it? Question mark. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. What is faith? Trust in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation and trusting His word. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge Him and He'll direct your path. Amen? Faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please Him. In other words, we please God when His word is nigh in our mouth. And when we come against the adversary, we're speaking the word of God by faith. Amen? You can say to this mountain, be removed, and it shall be removed and cast in the sea by faith. We speak the mountain. We speak to the mountain. We don't speak about the mountain. Pray for me. All you pray for me. I have a problem with a lot of Christian music today. And some of the, and what the Lord just in my heart, I'm just going to share with you. He says, so many times all my children do is sing about themselves. I already know everything about them. They need to magnify me and make themselves a little less. Why don't we glorify God and make God bigger than the thing we're going through instead of so many times talking about what we're going through? Hello? Not very popular. Sorry, I'm not supposed to be here to win a popularity contest. Amen. And I just shared it in my heart. God knows everything about you. He knows you're going in, you're coming out. He sees everything that you're going through. There's not one thing that he missed. But more than we sing about our situation, we magnify our situation. In other words, he is bigger than anything that you're going through. Amen. Sometimes we don't recognize who God is. He fills the universe. He may have became flesh to become man, but God fills the universe. I don't know how big you can get, but I don't know about you. That's pretty big. Hallelujah. And if he's that big, no matter what I'm going through is a little smaller than that. Hallelujah. No matter what mountain, what you're facing, what you're going through, what sickness, what disease, it's not bigger than the universe. And the universe represents God who fills the entire universe. Amen. I just get excited when I see how big my God is. You see, the devil always tries to make him small. But you know what? The devil is small. Because he's just a created being. God is the universe, the created being. And Jesus isn't small. He may have been small because he took the form of man, but the universe filled him. And God wants you to know the God of the universe is inside of you. And God wants you to understand greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Amen. In other words, it comes about making him super. I serve a super duper God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Look with me in John chapter 6. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. I love the words of Jesus in John 6:63. Jesus says, it is the spirit that quickeneth or maketh alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak unto you, the word speaks the word. We beheld the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. The word became flesh. The word speaketh the word. In other words, remember this, that in the beginning God said, and his word was traveling through time, and it bumped into man and became flesh and dwelt among us. We held the glory of the Father, full of grace and truth. They died on the cross, ascended to heaven, sent back his spirit, so the word continues to move. The word's alive in you and I. Amen. It's not a dead word, it's a living word. Quickened means comes from the Greek word zoupoio, which means to make alive. So the word that is spoken to you and I makes us alive. Yeah. Hallelujah. Anybody alive in the house? Yeah. Hallelujah. Come on. Hey, you know, there'll be all kinds of shouting and yelling for the football teams and for the baseball teams, and gosh, it's even amazing. The Orioles beat Boston 2 games in a row. Man, don't tell me there isn't a God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. But it's his word. God wants to get something in our heart today. God wants us to recognize that it's humility that produces harmony. And without harmony, you'll never have healing. Hello? You'll never have healing. Not in the way that God intended it to be. Amen? I don't know about you, but we're supposed to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Amen? We walk in the liberty and freedom that Christ purchased for us. Hallelujah. So go back to Colossians 3 again in closing. Verse number 16. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, To admonish means to gently warn. To gently warn. Amen. In other words, when we're ministering to one another, when we see our brothers going in the wrong direction, we gently warn them. Because if we harshly warn them, it won't be received. We're admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing it with grace in your heart. What is grace? Unmerited favor. You received unmerited favor. When we're singing these songs, we're singing about unmerited favor that we have for one another. He said, should we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. You know, this grace and mercy that we received, I don't know about you, but I didn't deserve it. And maybe that one that came against you, they don't deserve your forgiveness. It doesn't matter. You're going to forgive them so you can be at peace, so you can live in harmony, so you can have health. In other words, if you don't learn to forgive and be at peace with people, you're going to have heart issues. You're going to have physical ailments in your body. God has come to set the captive free. Amen. He's here to preach liberty to the captives and open prison doors, to preach the good and acceptable year of the Lord. And he says in verse 17, he said, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Would you extend your hands back here a moment? Stand up. Hallelujah. She pulled her back out. So extend your hands right here. We're all going to stand in faith right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I speak to this back. I call this spine aligned. In Jesus' name. I call every bone and muscle to be aligned in the name of Jesus. I speak to this pain. I bind you by the power and authority of Jesus' name. And I call you loose from this body in the name of Jesus. She's marvelously, wonderfully made in your image. And your image does not have this sickness and pain. So Father, you took the pain on the cross of Calvary to take her pain. So Father God, I praise you. And give you glory that by your stripes she is healed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So in closing today, what is the Father saying to you and I? Pretty much he's just saying to you and I, hey, humility, having a humble heart and a mind will produce harmony. Harmony. Being at peace and unity with one another produces healing. And healing produces happiness. How many want to be happy in this room? Amen. Look with me in Psalms 128. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He says in Psalms 128, verse number 1, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. So that's what the Father is saying to you and I. He said, humility produces harmony, harmony produces healing, and healing produces happiness.